Thank you for choosing Arch Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you today?
Hey, how are you? I'm just I'm giving a call just to kind of like inquire about a few things to maybe possibly set up service with you guys.
Sure, I could very much help you with that. Can I get your name, sir?
My name is Steve.
Hi, Steve. So you're calling to inquire, ask a couple questions about Arch Top Fiber to see whether or not you'd be interested in switching over to us?
Yeah, exactly. Just educate myself a little bit.
Fantastic. I'd be happy to help you with those educational questions.
Sure. So we currently have Spectrum. We're doing streaming only with Spectrum's $84 a month. We've got two cell phones. I've got two Nest thermostats, two Nest doorbells, and of course our, I guess you'd call it cable. For streaming only TV. Just wondering, is this going to speed us up, or like, is this going to make much of a difference? Or
I can ask what speeds you are currently getting through Spectrum.
It's the most basic. We didn't upgrade to like, I think it's 5G.
Okay, so
that's the right answer.
Are you approximate? What is your current approximate download speed?
Download speed. I don't think we download anything, to be honest with you. But we've got Alexas in every room. It's the most basic one though.
So, are you on your cell phone currently?
Yes, I am.
All right. Do you have the ability to place me on speakerphone and go to a website through your web browser on your phone?
Yeah, I do. I also have my laptop in front of me.
The laptop will work just fine. So on your laptop, can you navigate to speedtest. Give me a second, making sure I'm getting that.
Let me open it up here.
I believe it's going to be speedtest.net, I believe.
Speedtest.net.
Yeah, speedtest.net. It should be reading it. The site should be read as speedtest by Ookla.
This is Speedy Test. Let me go to a different speedtest.net. Okay.
So, and what this, and just click go. What this is going to do is it's just going to give you a general overview of the speed of your internet service currently. It's going to tell you how the download speed is, how fast you receive information from other websites, and your upload speed is going to tell you how fast you're sending information out to those websites.
Okay, gotcha. So this has got me at a download speed, says 121.34.
Okay.
And upload is still testing.
Okay. It does take a little, sometimes it does take time. And I tell people it takes about a minute or two for those tests to run. And is your laptop on a wired or Wi-Fi connection?
Wi-Fi.
Okay. So those speeds are typically you're going to see speeds a little bit slower over Wi-Fi than you are through a wired connection. Don't worry. It's okay. But in terms of your speeds, so with us here at Arch Top Fiber, the speeds we offer, our base price for the base internet speed of what we have is 1 gigabit. That's 1 gig up and down. And these are tested daily through our routers and ONT gateways that we have. So these are confirmed speeds. They're anywhere. They range in a variability of about 100 megabytes per second. But the lowest we've seen through the rigorous testings that have been going on since the beginning of March, the lowest speeds we've seen as a standard of cause is about 945 megabits per second, with a maximum download speed roughly rounding out about a 1,050 megabits per second for our 1 gig network. And we do offer symmetrical upload speeds, so that means it's going to be comparable, which means instead of it being however much it is for what you're currently seeing, I'm going to guess with Spectrum, it's probably right around 20 to 30.
This says upload speed 10.22.
Ooh, you got a slow connection.
Okay.
So I was going to say our internet speeds are, as you can tell from what I'm describing to you, is vastly superior. We've got almost 10 times the download speed and almost 100 times the upload speed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's just on our
okay,
one
so
gig
my
network.
Download is 121. My download's 121. My upload is 10.2.
So yeah, we're looking at roughly a vast improvement to your upload and download speed. From if I'm doing my math in my head correctly, it sounds like a roughly a 93%.
Wow.
So yeah, it's
almost double.
More than double. It's because you're looking at a 10 times multiple, you're a 10 times the download speed and almost 100 times your upload speed. So it sounds like it's a lot, but you're also on a Wi-Fi connection. So that you got to think, okay, if you're on a wired connection, probably double those speeds at best.
Okay.
So we're looking at a 20 times multiplier. So roughly it's increasing your speed dramatically. And
yeah, okay, cool.
So that's one of the questions. So, and what's another one of your questions?
That's what it was. It had to do with billing. I noticed that it says $69.99 a month for the first 2 years, and I guess we were just wondering after the 2 years, what is the basic plan increase to?
So right now, because our services are still new, we don't know what those price points will be in 2 years. What we have been offering everybody, and it's actually a core standard with us here at Archtop Fiber, is the base price of our 1 gig internet speed is $79.99. That $69.99 price you're seeing is with a $10 discount for processing your payments through an ACH auto payment and paperless billing.
Okay,
and
to get the $69, it's got to be paperless and auto pay.
Yes, and right now we don't foresee those prices going up in the next 2 years. We don't know just yet. The business model hasn't evolved to past that point just yet because we are so
right. Ill. You don't know what the demand is, or yeah, exactly. Okay. So $69.99 as long as it's paperless auto pay, which we can do, and looks like the speeds are dramatically increasing here. No hidden fees, no hidden charges, anything like that?
No hidden fees, no hidden charges. The price we quote you is the price you're going to pay. That's for your service, your ONT gateway, which is your modem router that we provide to you, as well as any taxes and fees that are included are automatically included in the price that we quote you.
Okay. Service, router, and... Okay, I can't see any reason why, yeah, let me, if I call back, can I get you?
You can always request, if you reach one of our other agents, you can always request to speak. My name is Phil, and you can request with the other agents to that you'd like to get transferred over to me. If I'm not in a call at that time, I'd be more than happy to take your call.
Okay, let me just discuss it with my wife, and then we're going to call back, and I'll try to get you, but if not, we trust everything you said.
Oh, no worries. Any one of my fellow agents will be happy to help get you set up with service. We all have the same information. We all share the information that's required. So they'll be able to communicate the same ideals and information that I have with you and be able to help set you up with service if that is something you are looking to move forward with.
Yep. And just one more time, you said my download speed was dramatic. It was really slow right now at a 10.22.
It for most use cases, 10 megabits per second is decent. It depends on your use case. If you're uploading any information to like Facebook, doing any kind of text chatting, pretty much your upload speed is essentially the information you put out into the internet, whereas the download speed is the information you receive. So
gotcha.
The faster your internet connection is to a location, the faster you'll be able to have that information given to them.
I see. Okay. Sounds good. We'll talk this over, and I appreciate all the help.
You're quite welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That'll be it.
All right. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. We look forward to hearing back from you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.